Welcome back, homies and people.
People.
Planet Earth. Humans of planet Earth. This, you know, let's start with, like, you know, if this is for those who are woo. Can we just raise that
Woo.
flag?
Okay, we're raising the flag again. It's funny. I was just re-listening to the Woo episode. So there you go.
Were you really? Oh, good. And you were listening to it. Like, you could actually listen to it.
Yeah,
That
barely.
is real progress, man. I'm so proud of you. Virtual hug right now.
Thank God.
Yes. Well, free your mind. We're talking about free your mind and your ass will follow, which cue music. Free your mind.
And your ass, the king
Is
of heaven is within.
this your saying or where does this come from?
George Clinton,
Oh,
Parliament
okay.
Funkadelic.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's, I think it's the back side, the entire side of an album. It's, and that's the entire lyric is, it's a, it's fantastic if you're on a lot of acid.
Yeah.
It's just freaking great. It's free your mind and your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within. And there's, you know, point to the part of that sentence that's inaccurate. I mean, you know, show me the lie in that sentence. It's
Right.
just so, it's so aligned with, you know, for sure. It's the, you know, the dedication of the book I'm writing for How to Live a Grateful Life in a Fucked Up World.
Yes.
Because it's free your mind and your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within. It's just there's nothing, there's not a aspect of that that doesn't resonate with me as truth. And that it's George Clinton and that it's Parliament Funkadelic. You know, I mean, I
Worlds
could,
collide right there, man. Worlds are
it's
colliding
just,
for
it's
you.
the best. I think he is, he's, you know, he's a gift. He's, you know, the Bob Dylan of funk. He's everything, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
I love that man.
And I love that man. Love his contribution. And yeah, we were just talking about, you know, free your mind and your ass will follow. But I think the thing that's interesting to me, there's a bunch of stuff that's interesting to me about it. But one of them is, you know, in the world of your mind, your ass will follow, you know, getting something to happen in the physical universe. You know, there's freeing your mind, and then there's getting something to happen in the physical universe, ass following. That there's a require, you know, in a cattywampus that we're building in that world of a wandering in a vague direct in a direction with a vague destination. What is it? How do we say?
Purposeful manner, moving in a purposeful manner towards a vague destination.
Moving in a purposeful manner toward a vague destination. It's the moving part in there, moving, right? That matters. Well, it's not all, it's not like that's the part that matters and none of us matters. It's that matters. If your ass isn't following, it could be that your mind has gotten stuck. You know, I mean, we talk about building the mat, we're talking about building up this mastermind, but I could be talking about my business or anything else that I, any other endeavor that I take on. I get all inspired. I think people can hear this. I get inspired. You get inspired. It's something big opens up. Wow, my mind is so free. And then I start to act in that direction. And then some tentacle from the past will come up from my mind and say, this isn't worth it, or you're tired, or slow down, or rest, or, you know, be mindful, or what, you know, whatever justification the mind uses to deflect action. And before you know it, you know, my mental imagery is being trapped in the, you know, I forget what the spider in Lord of the Rings is called. Love, I think it's Shelob.
I went to Harry Potter and Aragog, so I don't remember.
Okay, well, is there a
I remember
spider?
the spider. I don't remember the name though.
Is there a spider in Harry Potter? Okay.
Big one. Like
Okay, good.
the one in Lord of the Rings,
I'm sure it's the same idea, right? It traps you in its web. And you know, so it takes prodding to move purposefully toward a vague destination, you know, to move with a purposeful matter toward a vague destination. That to move purposefully is important. It's different than being driven.
Yeah, say more. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, it's different than how, you know, the vague destination, I think, is important, because otherwise what I find is that this outcome has to happen. I'm driven to get this result. I have to do this, like grinding it out. Like I'm gonna get there. Like there's a there to get to. The vague destination is great because it's more directional. It's east. There's east to go. I'm heading east. I don't, it could be northeast, southeast, but east. It's eastern direction. Let's go. But I'm moving purposefully, and I'm noticing what comes up in that space of movement. But I, you know, you pointed out, you know, you were tickling me about this, fill, you know, having conversations to fill the mastermind, to start the mastermind, to get a date, to get enough people to start. And I need that kind of prompting to keep moving and to notice where I'm not moving. And I think that's an important part of a cattywampus, is the, I think it's easy to get trapped in, you know, the soft edges of mindfulness where it's not in, it's not moving purposefully. It doesn't forward the action in some particular way that you're committed to. And that line between moving forward purposefully and being driven for a result
Yeah, right.
is what we're out to distinguish. I don't know.
Yeah. I like too that the if I think about what we're curating in this mastermind in the space is the, you know, you can go find places where the culture of a mastermind is to hustle and grind and get to the result, like a bunch of driven people in a mastermind to get to a result. I think what's unique about this space, which I really appreciate, is that there's the space, the energy of the space is people like us who are interested in a vague destination. We're interested in true east. We're interested in that thing that our life is for, that infinite game we want to play. But it's not a bunch of people who are like, you know, hustle culture telling you to grind it out and get there already. Like that there's a respect for the process. There's a respect for the relationship between freeing your mind and your ass will follow. There's an honoring of tickling you that direction versus like a bunch of people like just grinding it out. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It
Or
does make sense. It definitely makes sense. There
makes
is,
sense in my head.
yeah. I think, you know, the already existing context for mastermind, or the already existing context for podcasts like this. Like that's one of the things that just came up for me, was like, okay, this isn't just all about the mastermind. This in itself, the podcast, is in itself an end. You know, this is a moving forward. This is, in fact, something that we move forward every week. And
Right, yeah.
the opportunity, people listening, is okay, well, what can I get about the thing I'm up to in life, that I'm out to fulfill on in my life, that is my vague destination? First of all, is it a vague destination, or is it hitting a target?
Smart goal.
SMART goal, right? And nothing wrong with SMART goals. Need SMART
Yeah.
goals to measure the movement toward, but
All
to
right.
the destination vague, I think, is one is important, is to, you know, not nail it down. You know,
Fair enough, maybe.
destination, I mean, on one hand, we could all say, and we do say, and I encourage the saying of, my destination is happiness. That's the destination, happiness. That's where we're going. And, you know, like, what's how does Esther Hicks say it? Because it's my screen, it's the wallpaper. You can't get to where you want without feeling good along the way. You know?
Yeah,
And
it's great.
that's the destination. It's the mode, it's the vehicle, it's how we're getting there. So, you know, the mastermind is something you and I are building, but there's also my business, there's my mindfulness coaching practice, there's, you've got the communities that you build. And you know, just to keep noticing, is this, has this turned into a SMART goal, or is this still my true east? Is it still consistent with my true east? Is it still vague enough that many things could fulfill it, that there's lots of actions I could take now that would fulfill on that? I'm not limited in my actions because it has to hit this $1 million a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, let's, you know, then we're gonna, you know, well, let's cut employee pay and all do all this shit to make the $1 million a year thing happen. Versus, you know, let's keep it vague enough. But the thing that you and I started with today, when we start hit record, the thing that I thought was most interesting was the purposeful movement to move purposefully. Is that how we're starting it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the in the cattywampus
Yeah.
definition. Yeah, to move in a purposeful manner. Yeah.
Move in a purposeful manner, but move because, you know, the thing you were tickling me, the thing you were poking me about, the thing I got woken up to is, oh, I stopped moving. And I think that's really important. And it's important for me to keep noticing, okay, did I move this forward today? That's where smart goals become useful. Did I move this forward? Well, forward needs to be measurable. You need to be able to measure forward. You know, did I move it further east? Is it further east today than it was yesterday? And so for those things, you know, smart goals are fabulous, right? They, you know, without it, you wouldn't know if you're closer to east. East itself is a measure, you know, is a measurable, it's an endpoint. It's a not an end, well, what is it? It's a direction. I mean, so to know if you're moving in that direction, it makes a difference. But I think it's what was I notice for myself, I get caught up in iteration, planning, thinking. Then when it comes time to execute, and we've had this conversation, when it comes time to execute, I'm limited in what I take on. And for whatever justification and anything like that. And the moment that momentum stops, it's difficult to get going. You know, the image of a plane taking off, you know, that you need a certain velocity and a certain, it in fact needs a certain amount of resistance for it to take off. You know, it's quicker to take off into the wind. The plane exerts less energy when it's taking off into a headwind because the resistance gets built up by the wind. It doesn't have to go as fast. And I mean, it doesn't have to put so much energy into it. It still needs the same velocity, but it doesn't need to put as much energy in. What is it? I don't know enough about the physics of it. I just know that I'm saying it wrong. Someone's going to please correct me if this is wrong. But the point is, you know, if that plane stops as it's taking off, right, it has to start from zero again. It doesn't get the benefit of any of the momentum that it had. And I mean, stopping and, you know, takes that momentum away. So, and I, but, you know, on one hand, okay, stop and smell the roses, but just no. Responsible for, you know, that's part of the journey, and we're part of the is gonna it's going to require more energy, and don't be surprised by it. Versus I, the fuck just happened here? Why is it so hard? Well, it's just hard because you took a week off, and you now have to build some more momentum. But that's just the way life works. I don't know. You say something. I've been babbling
No,
for.
yeah, no. It's because to me, it's like a it makes me think about the conditions that allow you to stay on in momentum. Like that, there are you could literally build around you circumstances and conditions that allow you to stay in momentum, right? Like if like one way to do life would be to be like, okay, I'm just going to show up today and see what's here. Or if you're really moving in a purposeful manner, if you're being purposeful about momentum. If you have agency, any sort of agency around creating momentum, then you could literally build into your life the things that keep, that make your takeoff easier. One example is like be in a space with other people who are freeing their mind and their asses are following. Like be in a space where others are doing the same thing, and that literally makes it easier for you to build momentum versus doing it on your own.
Yeah, the other day I saw was, you know, that because I know Esther Hicks is talks about, going to bed stops your momentum.
Yeah.
You
Oh.
know, one way or the other, just going to sleep stops the momentum of the law of attraction from one way or the other. So if you're in a shit mood, you go to bed, you wake up, you're at zero. You're in a great mood, you go to bed, you wake up at zero. It doesn't matter. It doesn't carry through. You wake up and you have an opportunity to start that again. And it shows up like an opportunity to start it again. And that's really where a useful mindfulness practice in the morning
Yeah.
has the opportunity to start the momentum vibrationally going. You know, well, starting the day with the gratitude meditations that I do has the opportunity to have the vibration going in that direction at the beginning of the day. And, yeah, so there's a response that that momentum is going to go away every night. Vibrationally, that momentum goes away. And then for sure, putting yourself, we are the, it's not some new statistics that we're the combination of the five people we hang out most with. That whole world is, like that,
Yeah. So the other thing that you've came up for me in this conversation is the the idea that there's a vague destination. I've heard of that as like a, as we've talked about it in the past, like a at some point it will get clear, like it's vague right now, and so let's just go. But in this conversation today, I'm hearing the benefit of an infinite game, that an infinite game is not finite. It's not definable. It is a direction, is and it's good and helpful to keep it vague, because it allows you, to your point, it allows you to pull in, like, well, what else can we do as we move in a purposeful manner towards that direction? And I like that from a creative standpoint, the creative act, the what else gets created to move in that vague dest. I just like that.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, I just had
Yeah.
a, okay. And again, the 10 people listening, right? I think we doubled, right? That was my
Yeah, I think
point.
we double, yeah.
I just wanted to express that you now are now going to talk to the 10 people that listen to the show. But I want to talk to Simon Sinek about the infinite game and how it relates to this thing of mindfulness. And I want to talk to Mel Robbins about gratitude. And I want to talk to Brené Brown about the world of shame and that world of how that relates to this world that we're building of a cattywampus of that reality. I want to talk to Rainn Wilson about the relationship that soul has to all of this. So if there's any of the 10 people that are speaking, that are listening, the thing with Jeff last week was really impactful for me because somehow Jeff found it and Jeff works with Tim Galloway and Tim Galloway is, one of my heroes. So it's, this kind of thing is we're 6 degrees. So if anyone is, 1 degree away from one of those people that, oh gosh, I don't think I posted on the mindfulness, the CEO mindfulness Facebook group. Maybe I did the Snoop Dogg piece.
Doesn't sound familiar. What? Yeah.
Okay. I forget exactly what he said, but I want to talk to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I want someone to hook us up with, just let us know if you know those people and if those people, want to have a cattywampus, a wandering kind of conversation about this world of freeing your mind and your ass will follow. I think we could make a banner that said that as the direction, the kingdom of heaven is within, that is where this whole thing lives is inside of that. There's this whole thing that we, when I just go back to this thing about ceasing to see the cessation of action, cessation.
Yeah,
Yes.
cessation. Yeah.
It's always a function of some mind trap. One moment I'm inspired, next moment I'm worried about the how they're going to perceive me or am I going to fail or whatever. That's just those are mind games. That's not actually happening in reality. None of that's out here. That's like, just brain generated thoughts, limitations like that. And the poking of this podcast every week for me, a meeting with you, why how this started, Chris, was just I wanted to have a conversation where we poked each other, tickled each other.
Tickled, yeah, or tickled, yeah, poking and tickling. Yeah.
you know, where we tickled each other about, you know, sorted shit out about what was growing over, you know, what vines or cobwebs were growing over the things we wanted to act on. And were those things real, or could we just break through them? And how would we break through them? And how would we act? And I think that's the point of this podcast, the point of the community, point of what we're up to, is to keep you hear free your mind. And it's like, I don't know, there's something aspirational about it, or something like there's a freed, like it's going to happen in a moment, or there's a now I'm free and my mind is free. And I think that's bullshit. I mean, sure, there are moments of inspiration where your mind gets free, but I don't think there's a life where your mind stays free. Like there's not a life where your teeth don't get dirty and you can't have to, you can stop brushing them twice a day. There's no life in which, you know, that happens. You know, it's stuff just keeps happening, and your job, my job, our job is to keep freeing our mind.
That make did I talk to you? Did I tell you about that book, Stealing Fire? It came out 5 or 6 years
Probably
ago,
you.
and it was a book on it was a popular book. I think people that listen to this podcast would know that book. But it was all about like how do you access flow state, and it did a lot of it did told a lot of stories of people who got addicted to altered states, whether it was squirrel jumping, you know, base jumping in a squirrel suit off a rocky ledge, or people going to Burning Man and getting, wasted or tripping or whatever. And how once you free your mind like that, you start trying to get back to that altered state, and you lose all, you can lose all touch with reality. Like the 3D world ass will follow. Like you don't even care about your ass following anymore, because all you're seeking is the freeing of the mind moment. And they're saying like you don't have to be in that kind of an altered state thing.
Say squirrel jumping again. I like it.
What's that?
Say squirrel jumping again.
Squirrel jumping.
Where that's we're making squirrel jumping a
Is they
meme.
not what they call that? It just it reminds me
I
of like
don't
a
know. I
squirrel
get
in a
it.
squirrel suit with the little webbed
I
wings, you know,
totally
like.
fucking get it. You when you said it, I mean, my first thought was, okay, squirrel jumping. What the fuck? It's cockfighting. But I get it. Base jumping. I think they call it base jumping. I don't
Base
think
jumping,
they
yeah.
call it squirrel
But
jumping.
there's a
We should call it. We're inventing squirrel jumping. Okay, that's
squirrel
all.
jumping.
Like we
Our
squirrel jumping
next
is now
excursion
going
plan.
into the cattywampal mythos.
That's right. It's a way to access your agency. Like, you're gonna
Yeah.
jump off this rock. You're gonna do it. And you're gonna find your agency, your power, your inner power.
Dress up like a goddamn squirrel and fucking do it.
I mean, that's extra credit if you actually have like a squirrel helmet or something, would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then
So,
you can do Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff in it. We're
I mean,
totally
you could really play this a lot of ways.
I'm going with squirrels. I dig
But
squirrels.
I think the point I was really going for was just that, you know, like there is a it's not that free your mind one time thing. It's a constant. You can access flow on a daily basis. You don't have to go to these altered states and get addicted to the adrenaline of being, you know, out of your mind,
Yeah.
that you can be productively out of your mind
Yeah.
and your
Well,
ass will vault.
it's an interesting thing. You know, this brings up Richard Singer's point from the book I didn't read, and
Michael Singer? Michael Singer.
Michael Singer.
I didn't know if there's another book I hadn't read, but
No,
yeah,
that's
Michael Singer.
the one I couldn't get through. Or I
Yeah.
didn't. I couldn't is.
The surrender experiment.
Well, it's just pejorative. I don't mean to be pejorative about it. I really don't. I just didn't get through it. You know, his deep dive into meditation until something, you know, shifted. You could deep dive into squirrel jumping or deep dive into, you know, ecstatic dance or even chemical, you know, deep dive into, you know, what's now,
Sure, like microdosing or
yeah, now,
psilocybin or
exactly, now rebranded as plant medicine.
plant medicine.
Right, which is fine, which is great, all of it, right? But when you do, and while we are, you know, clear, you know, you can't see the back of my shirt, but the back of the shirt is the back of the hoodie says the kingdom of heaven is within. And where I'm flat about the kingdom of heaven is within, that there's no place to get. You're not getting, you can't get where you want to go without feeling good on the way. It's here now. It's either here now or it ain't coming. You're either generating for yourself the experience of being in heaven in the moment, or you're not, but it's not like it's a prize coming to you later.
Yeah.
In my view, it's don't get invalidated for your view being different. At the same time that that's accurate, there's a 3D-ness to this existence that one is responsible for. And the direction east, the direction we're moving purposefully in that vague direction, you know, we're saying is a calling, is saying it's a game we're out to play. We've said, I've said, you said, who's ever listening has said, that's a direction my life goes in. That's the direction my life's going in.
Yep.
Just definition of agency for me. Mm-hmm. That to go base jumping, squirrel jumping, just go back to squirrel jumping, to go squirrel jumping, right? And then, you know, unless for the adrenaline fix,
yeah,
really different than the direction of my life is to master this art.
Right. Yeah.
It was a really different reality. So there's nothing inherently problematic about, look, my life is as it is to discover ecstasy in community. And so, you know, Burning Man becomes a perfect expression of that.
Mm-hmm.
And could even be the pinnacle of that for you every year, whatever. You know, that's, if that's your game, ecstasy and community or whatever. Yeah. I've never been to Burning Man, so I imagine that would be a possible fulfillment. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with any of it, but the point of chasing the adrenaline high, chasing the altered state,
right?
Because it's altered,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is sort of what we're pointing to, is not the point of what we're talking about.
Right.
Bring your mind as an alteration of your state isn't the point. The point is have the mm-hmm. commitment that the state you're in while you're doing the dishes or while you're putting the kids
while
you're doing your work is in fact a state of freedom.
Yeah.
That you're not obsessed over the concerns and the considerations in the past and all the things that the mind generates.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very, to me, it's very clear that the kind of people I want to walk this home with are people who have a vague destination. Like it's not even a question mark. They've already done some work, some personal work to be like, my life is headed in this direction for this purpose. Like there is an impact I want to make, a contribution I want to make. And then there just is the stagnation that happens when you wake up at neutral. You go to bed and you wake up and you're neutral and you have to build momentum. And there's there's the hot and cold nature of saying I'm going to move in a purposeful manner towards the thing my life is for. And yeah. I think what we're talking about is there is a way to grease the wheels here. There is a way to build momentum and to move in a purposeful manner towards the thing you say your life is for.
Yeah.
And some of that starts with freeing your mind, because then your ass will follow in the thing you say your life is for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then as you're, it's great. Yeah. I think we can put a pin in that right there. That's
okay. Let's go squirrel jumping.
Let's go squirrel
jumping.
Let's go.
Let's end recording and we'll go squirrel jumping.
We're going squirrel jumping.
I would do that in VR probably. I don't know that I would do that in real life, but I know I would not do that in real life, but I would do that in VR.
I don't like heights in general. I've been on VR with heights and it's not, I don't like it in VR. I mean, I like the idea, but I hurt my ankle. I was on a 2x4. Two by four.
Wow.
The way I stepped off the two by four, like it was real. It's amazing how easy it is to trick the brain
That's crazy.
into thinking that it's in a real world scenario.
All right, friends, if you want to learn more about the Mindful CEO Mastermind, go to themindfulceo.com, themindfulceo.com. Click on the appropriate link and we'll follow up in the next steps. Thanks, Aaron. See you next time.
Peace.